Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Good morning. This is David Lee from Prevent Connect, and I am pleased this morning to have the opportunity to be talking with Marjorie Gilberg, who's the Executive Director of Break the Cycle. Good morning, Marjorie.
Good morning, David.
And I'm also joined by Sue Thomas, who is the Business Development Director at Hazelton Foundation. How are you doing, Sue?
Good, David. Thanks for having us on.
I'm really glad to be able to talk to you because I had an opportunity a few weeks ago to attend a web conference that Break the Cycle and the Hazelton Foundation put on about a new comprehensive model for teen dating violence prevention that's called Respect Works. And I'm really impressed with the way that this is put together in developing a comprehensive model for prevention. And so, Sue, can you talk about why you created Respect Works?
Hazelden Foundation is one of the leading publishers of evidence-based prevention programs, but we were looking for a partner, really, that could help us to expand what we were doing in the area of teen dating violence. And we met Marjorie and her folks at Break the Cycle and really felt like we wanted to bring together the strengths of both of our organizations. We can bring evidence-based programming, and Marjorie's organization certainly is a leader in the field of teen dating violence. And so together with the resources that Break the Cycle has developed, we thought, let's put together a comprehensive model of how to address teen dating violence for the field. Because we felt with our Safe Dates program, it was a great curriculum, great classroom program, but it didn't cover some of the other things that schools should really be looking at when they're trying to address teen dating violence.
Yeah, I think that's such an important piece because as we look at what really will change behavior and indeed change the social norms, classroom presentations are important, but we really need to develop a comprehensive way of addressing this issue. And what Respect Works does is you describe four different steps, and from developing a comprehensive school policy to educating students and then reinforcing that learning, and then the final step is to activate student leadership. And you have different components that address each of them. So let's talk about some of these components. The first one, which is developing a comprehensive school policy on teen dating abuse, and you have a school policy toolkit. Marjorie, can you describe that?
The kit is designed to help schools improve climate and enhance the learning environment, and also prepare the schools to meet standards of school safety and legal liability. Schools are already facing a lot of challenge dealing with violence on campus. And so what a dating violence policy can do for a school is help ensure that they have a response system and a protocol in place if and when an incident happens on campus.
What this toolkit does is provide samples of policy and what else?
It does have a sample policy, but that's just one piece of many. There's also a work plan, there's best practices tips, there's a legal duty memo that explains what laws are relevant when you're creating a school policy. There's an implementation guide that takes you sort of step by step through how to make sure that once the policy is drafted, it can be used effectively. There's sample forms, so when, again, an incident happens on campus, you'll have the resources available to create for your school specific needs so that you can sit down with a student and make sure that they have a safety plan in place on campus. There's also a resource guide for school employees, and it's a comprehensive manual that people who get the school kit can print out and distribute to everyone on campus, whether it be a school safety officer or the school nurse or a teacher or even the school janitor. Anyone can use this guide to really learn what are the warning signs and what they can do to help make the school a safer place for students.
This is a very responsible way for a school to be able to address the issue of teen dating violence by ensuring that there's going to be an effective response available as people come forward because, of course, as we do education, even in prevention work, we still will have people coming forward and we want to be able to ensure that response. So that's a really responsible way of moving forward, of having such a school policy toolkit.
One of the things that we've noticed at Break the Cycle is exactly what you're saying, David, that as we've been in schools doing this education for the last 15 years, one of the things that comes back to us very often is, this is already happening on our campus, what can we do about it? So we felt like the foundation of a school policy kit and getting that policy in place being the first step, because as the education's happening, then the school's already prepared and trained to respond to the issues.
The second component is around educating students. And Sue, what this comprehensive model includes is Safe Dates that I think many of our audience is familiar with. And so can you just briefly describe Safe Dates
Safe States is an evidence-based dating violence prevention program for students in middle to early high school. Right now, it's the only dating violence program that's listed on the NREP list for evidence-based programs. I'm sure there'll be others soon, but that has gotten very high, honors with the federal government. Basically, the goals of Safe States are to really build awareness among students about the issue of dating violence and what the consequences are of dating abuse. We also try to equip students with skills and resources to either help themselves or help their friends if they are in a dating abusive situation. And to talk about some of the things, that the skills that kids need in order to navigate through relationships to avoid dating violence, such as learning how to handle anger, communication skills, and some of the conflict resolution skills as well. It is basically a 10-session curriculum. The sessions are about 50 minutes in length. They're very interactive, lots of scenarios that kids work through. There's some role-playing, some games. Really tries to get kids talking about the issue and learning from each other. It also includes a dating abuse play and a poster contest that were used in the study that was done with Safe States. And there's also now an evidence-based parent program that's been included in the revised version that Hazelden brought out earlier this year. And that includes parent booklets that go home to families, and they work through those booklets with their students or with their children. And that really starts the conversation happening at home. It gives parents a chance to talk about what are some of the guidelines that I want to talk to my child about. And I think it also builds awareness among parents who may not be aware of how serious an issue this is for students. In terms of the research with Safe Dates, very strong research showing 56 to 92% less dating violence among students who were in the program, even 4 years after implementation, which is, I think, you know, shows really strong outcomes with students. And so this is sort of the, I think, maybe not the anchor of the model, but it is certainly the main curriculum that we use to start with students, and then we build from there.
And then, as you had mentioned, this is a newly revised edition that's just been released this year in 2010. And I also know that currently there is even more research going on looking at multiple sites to evaluate Safe Dates. And we look forward to, as that research will be moving forward, hopefully in the next coming soon.
We wanted in the revised version to really update everything and to also try to address both same-sex and opposite-sex relationships. So we wanted to broaden that a little bit and strengthen that part of the program.
Great. The third component is around reinforcing the student and expanding student learning on dating violence, and have the component is called Ending Violence. And Marjorie, can you briefly describe that component?
Yeah, Ending Violence is a interactive DVD-ROM program that was created to enable teachers and people in the classroom who may not have a lot of dating violence expertise, as well as people with dating violence expertise who may not have a lot of teaching experience, to both be able to effectively educate young people about this issue. And the program can stand alone, but it also would serve as an excellent booster for a program like Safe States, where you're really getting the fundamentals of healthy relationships, and then moving into Ending Violence, where you'll learn some of that basic domestic violence 101 course and about healthy relationships, but it also goes much more into the how to get help if you're in an abusive situation. So it explores both the criminal and the civil justice system. There's a interactive scenario of a couple that takes you on their path of their abusive relationship and how they both get help in the relationship through the legal system. The entire program is available in Spanish. All you have to do is flip the DVD over in your DVD player or computer, and it can be played on a computer or in a DVD player, so it's really easy to use in the classroom. Lots of different ways to engage with it, and one of the other special things about it is it has a self-guided mode, so students can actually go through that mode on their own, and it's a condensed version of the program, and it's meant to be about an hour where you can sit on your own at a workstation and go through the program. We also have interviews with survivors, and that's integrated throughout as well. There's a lot of different types of interactive components to it, and it stops and starts on its own, so it actually will ask a question, and the program pauses on its own. So, like I said, if you're not the best teacher, the program teaches for you.
The fourth part is one of the pieces that I think is so important, and it's about activating student leadership on the issue. And in my experience, what I've seen is that we can have as much information available out there, and we can have pieces, but until we have students really being active in this issue, that's how we can really be able to make change. And so you have a component that's called Speak, Act, and Change. So Marjorie, can you describe that component?
We are so excited about this program. We've been piloting it here in Los Angeles and in our offices in D.C. as well, with schools and after-school settings, and it's been shown to be extremely effective in that young people get very engaged in the issue. And what it does is take them through a series of activities that they can do individually or in a group setting, ideally with an adult leader. Throughout the process, they're learning more about the issue, but they're also learning about how to use their own voice for change and on this issue, and how to educate their peers on the issue, and not just their peers, but the entire school and sometimes even their entire community, depending on what kind of big project they are headed towards at the end. And the whole program is designed with this idea that at the end there's a culminating event of some sort that is the larger scale project, the community-wide project, and all the different pieces that they've done throughout lead up to that. And this program was developed looking at youth development assets and trying to enhance the positive ones and protect people from the negative ones.
I really have seen a lot of change efforts. Looking at young people as being agents of change and really putting them in that role is indeed a way that can really work well and complements really well with the other pieces of this comprehensive model. So I really applaud the development of a comprehensive model, thinking about policy, education, reinforcing education, and activating leadership, because that's the piece that I think by bringing this linkage of issues that we can really move forward. So if people want to be able to get more information about RespectWorks, they can be able to go to the website respect-works.org. You also can order these materials from the Hazleton Bookstore, and they even have an 800 number, 800-328-9000. We also will have links on our website at Prevent Connect, and of course you can visit Hazleton and Break the Cycle's websites to be able to get more information. So I'd like to thank you, Sue and Marjorie, for joining me today to talk about such an important comprehensive model, and really encourage people in the Prevent Connect audience to share their thoughts and their impressions and think about how they can be able to use this comprehensive models, or be sure that they develop their own comprehensive models to be able to address the issues of teen dating violence, domestic violence, and sexual violence.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission, or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CALCASA.org.